This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
But what we saw, just stop there. She's in our midst today. A mother that we love so much. I saw RCA London, United Kingdom, with a clap and a shout of hallelujah. Let our mama, we welcome you, mama. We love you, Reverend Tina Osai. Glory to God.
Thank you for your reality. Thank you for your reality. Can you just worship the name of the Lord tonight? Thank you for your reality. It's a true reality. It's a life reality. Thank you, Jesus. Shakabride mosi ne manosha kabaliata ni namashate. Oh, we only know one Father. Shaka, Iemoshika, Dienebashata. Nakeoso Tiana. The one who our spirit is from, and the one who our spirit will return. Kabu Shatine Mashata. Ekoliene Sietoma. We hail thee, O great one. Mani Ekule Tua Sietona Mashatea. Nakande Setolia Brikedine Menoshata. Lekebedo Sata. Nakandi Erekusekila Branda Shile Brekobalatanda. Ailene Mashata. I want you to connect to that stream. It's already flowing here tonight. Makari de Pusikelina ma. Aile Kuri de Masia Taila. Ile Kora Kaba Baliene Sutaya. Shekebrando Sute Brende Kebrata Kaila. Ile Koria Kabine Seteya. I take authority over every strange spirit. Ile Kulini Masataniene Masate Kababa. In this environment. Manio Setete La Kabala Shatiyama. Ikali de Mosatamina Mana. Akoria Te Setenia Mashata. There's only one power. There's only one authority. Akamba Satatana. Which belongs to you, Jesus. Mande Zide. Ikoli Andile. Irakubali Andile. Ile Brusa Kandile. Akuli Andesietana. kete brende zikata brande zikumbra kabalianda kasataya. Akala tande ikolianda shaka brande siketeria kebababaya. Oh yes, I see the valve of your spirit opening. Makatike ilendre suteni masakembro kabalendo sakabate. Akonde shataba. I see obstacles being uprooted. Makarike pende sekete meko palatu kabalataka. Akokabrika tukabila takura kabaliataka. Asuote kile temenasiate. Lakarike bendo shataya. Yes, I see the fountain head breaker. Akonde siete ni mashatata latana. Akaliene setia. Makande seto baharakaba. Shate brava baba. Shekete bedosia kaba baba. Shekete breke bebe. Oh Jehovah. Sweet Jesus. La 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 la. Oh, is a sweet spirit, is a sweet spirit of God. The changer of atmospheres. For nothing shall stand against the Lord. Make any masute kim bronda kita brinda kaputala. Rekadike lima suni kadila bradusa kapana. Ilembrekinde benosa kabala. For the kingdom of God breaks out. Ilekinde bronda satani benava shata. And the gates of hell shall never prevail. Akenina nina usake la tonda kambrekidiata. Akonia kabrinde kos kabalite kundaka. Akonde satani deha. Ashakabra. Because I see a people rising. Alekonde satabrida. Akonda satabrika punta kapalataka. Akonda kambrinde satabonsaka. Akonde kesatabra. A people. A people. A people. Kabuse kutembita. Imekomba hana sikata rika bonda sata. Ikande sotani makada. Ah, with the power. With power and authority. Rising from nothingness. Akapinto ilekanda. Iprendo sikatumbra katile tanda. Akonda kabren kabronde sikateliete kabaila. Alendonzi te kure kumbe kunende kusakunta kalinda bala. Arruakupando siyatumba kadilte. Irrekupendo sikambro kepinta. Akonde ilekumba katuska jebrin katula tanda. Atose katila ta. Azeta ikomprende sikatoria tanima nashata. Makende zete ilekoria kapita nata. Atonsa kentada. Nothing shall stop the Lord. Nothing shall stop. Nothing shall stop. Nothing shall stop. Akonde seketa. For your people arise. They arise with your power. They arise in your glory. Nande ziateya. Out of nothing. Out of nothing. Out of dry ground. Out of the wilderness. Shall arise the people. Kande shito. Ilende ziate kumbra kabababa. Fearless. Fearless men and women. Kande sote rusa kute. Mande duka breka di ala bahaska. La kaba shatebe. Shikendo shiate. Inembo
sakote.
La kube sandia kopa. Shekile tunde keba. Elika. Edikons kapinto. Ikonte kitonda. Ikenti kapintonde. Ishekunde kinde satunda. Batere kependo skapana. Ikonde kupedita kumbe. Asitonde.
Makaba shatebe. Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The atmosphere of Jesus.
Over. We We praise you. Come be a seated. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah.
Jehovah.
Shababa Sakati. About to be a betting. It's going to be a betting forth. For I see there are some people who have labored in the place of prayer, groaning in the place of prayer, and he says, the birthing is come. The valve is open. And you're about to see that which has been forming. Kabo Satara. Yes, Lord, thank you. It's about you. It has nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with me. It's about you and your kingdom. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please, you may take your seat. Hallelujah. I thank God for the opportunity to stand before his people today to minister in word. I want to thank Pastor Henry and all our pastors and point men, Pastor Dennis, his wife, Pastor Harry, Pastor Laura, Pastor Errol, so many ministers. You're welcome. God bless you for your labor of love, all our laborers, our workers, and every other church members from different churches. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I also want to thank all our pastors down at home. You know, the spoils that come from battle, those who are at home are not left out. When you go to battle, if no one stands at home, you will come back to a destroyed home. There are people who stand right back home. Those who are taking care of my children, God bless you. God bless you. And all our pastors back at the embassy, God bless you. Praise the Lord. There are a few things God spoke to me while I was preparing for this meeting. He said he will be delivering families. Yeah, families. And he is going to be pouring fresh oil. For some, it's for the next phase of ministry. Yes. I saw some who have labored so much at a particular phase and believing God for the next. And I see that fresh oil coming upon them. God bless you. And for some, he said he'll be given the ability to start off. Yes. Because starting is kind of difficult. So I see some people, God has spoken to them, but it's so difficult. He said he's going to pour that grace. Yes, to start off. He's going to pour it upon us today. And he's going to be depositing spiritual capital. Because you need the capital for start off. Praise the Lord. He also said unto others, he's also going to be pouring another level of grace.
for the intercessor. The intercessory grace is going to be increased. He's taking some in the intercessory grace to another level. Yeah. And he's going to be adding some other gifts to the prophets in the house. And other ministry gifts. I don't know. He's talking about ministry. Ministry. Praise God. I think God is in a hurry. And he wants to do it in groups now. Not just individual. Hallelujah. And that grace, that anointing is going to be poured forth on us tonight. Praise the Lord. And before we go to that aspect of the ministration, I just want to bring a word to us tonight. A word he planted in my heart while I prayed. And I will title this message, The Seed in You. Hallelujah. When Pastor Ife came up and was talking about this seed, I was like, God, I hope he's not about to preach my message. But I said, anyways, the Spirit of God comes in different ways. And he can speak through another person, another dimension, and he can speak through another person. He doesn't lack. No. Hallelujah. I want us to know that God is concerned about the whole journey. Not just the way you start, not just the middle, not just the end. Hallelujah. He will really love it if we start off well. But just in case there are people here who didn't start off well, you're somewhere in the middle. Oh yes, he can always still meet you in the middle. Hallelujah. And there are some who have probably didn't start off well, didn't, and somehow he's already winding down. He said, I will still meet you. Praise the Lord. Even though he would have loved it if we start off. Some here will have that opportunity to start off with him. Praise the Lord. Let's open to Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 31. It says, another parable put ye forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of God is likened to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. 32. Of all, but when it is grown, it is greatest amongst herbs, and becometh how seemingly insignificant the resources of the new birth is. It looks insignificant. So tiny. So tiny. But this mustard tree, it grows to become a big tree. And then the birds of the air can perch. The birds of the air can find a place of rest. So many things can happen on a tree. Praise the Lord. But if this mustard seed is really nurtured and then it grows, its potential is unthinkable. So much can come out of it. So what it can become does not look exactly like what it starts out like. To the extent that other activities can find themselves within the scope of that matured expression. Praise the Lord. It's a mustard seed. It starts as a seed planted in your heart. The seed of destiny. It looks so insignificant. Yesterday, some people came out here and said, you want to give their lives to Christ. It was a seed that was planted. And that seed, if nurtured properly, oh, we will see great men and women of God come out of those who came here. The potential is great. With God is greatest. I remember when we started off in my university days. I always link everything back because for me that's where it all began. Yeah. That's where the deposits, the seed was sown and all. And then when God spoke to me concerning my husband, saying, "This is your husband," I said, "My husband? I don't think so. Why? Because I had expectations in my heart. I had my own list of the kind of man I wanted to get married to. And I gave my life to Christ. And so many things started going on in my life. God started cutting down a lot of things. This can no longer stay. This can no longer stay." So it was till my list. It was affecting my list. Till my list became just one. Just one. And that one was this. Let me give you. I said, "Lord, just give me a man who has passion for you." That was all. That was all. So when this man came up, I said, "No, God, this, I don't think this is the person." I said, "But your prayers has affected every other thing. You said you want a man who has passion for me, sir. This man has passion for me. But there's so many other things, you know, the idols in our hearts. It takes time to die sometimes. Sometimes they die, sometimes they resurrect." And it was there, like, this man is too, human beings have problems. I said, "This man is too spiritual. You said you want, you want a man who has passion for me. And now you're saying the man is too spiritual." I said, "No, he's too rigid. There's an explanation to it." And he said, "But this is where it is." I couldn't run away from it. It was too glaring. Everywhere I turned to, spoke the same thing. This is the same. And if I denied it, it will have done me more injury than good. And I gave him. I said, "Okay, Lord, here I am. Do as you please. I will go into this relationship. I will marry this man." And that was how the whole journey. If you had seen us 2004, you will never believe that what you're seeing today can come out of such insignificant seed. And we nurtured it. It wasn't so interesting, or will I say it wasn't so easy, because the truth about seed is you must sacrifice. You must nurture it. You must give off things. You must take care of it. And you will do it with all your heart. And we started. You will never have thought. If you had seen me then, I was the least of the young ladies in my fellowship that you will ever think anything good in court can come out of. In my class, academically, I was almost the least. Thank God I wasn't the last. But I was almost the least. Yes. I was almost the least of them. You will never believe that such can come out of. I know there are people here who think I'm the least. I am an example of a seed nurtured, who has great potentials on her inside. And with the trust of God and with obedience to God, I was able to pass through everything. For I see the rain is going to fall, the wind will blow, you know, the storms will rise, raging here and there. But you stand still. and watch what God will bring forth. There were times I actually thought I was a failure. There were times I felt that way. But He will come and He will speak to me. And you see, this God we serve is so funny sometimes. When you're going through a situation and you're crying on your inside, you are, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'm going through, He will bring pictures of things that are not even related to what you're going through. And then He will show me, He said, He will speak, He said, your feet will touch nations. I said, God, you have come again. I am talking about this. I say, deal with this, deal with this. See what I'm going through. Then He will come and say, Dina, those your hands you look at so small and frail. He said, they will heal. I said, I'm like, but God, that was not what I was praying about. It's this thing, this issue right now. And that is what many of us do. We are looking at our circumstances. And I tell you, Satan will keep you busy with your circumstances. He won't let you see what God is showing you. He will always bring the negative. Like, no, I don't think I can be. I look at myself. I'm like, no, is it this? No. I think maybe God, you're just trying to make me feel happy. But little did I know that He had great plans. I held on to one word. And that word is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in everything acknowledge Him. Yes, and He will make your path straight. Truly that word has worked for me. And I know that that word is for somebody here, even tonight. Praise the Lord. Over the years, even in marriage, yes, we got to a point. We got married. Someone who spoke to me when I was confused whether it was truly God who was speaking to me, or was it proximity or something. He said, the thing she told me, she said, no, this is of the Lord. And she told me everything God was speaking to me at that particular time. She even told me the end of the whole matter. One thing she said the end is glory. But she did not tell me the process. She did not tell me the things I was going to go through. And so I knew this was God, and we started off. Oh, hallelujah. I'm married. Thank God. I give God the glory. I'm married now. I went into marriage. I told you many times how, for those who listen to me online, how my first experience in my home was, it was a baptism of the process. Coming to Apostle Aaron's Osai's house then, now our home, was filled already. I only lined up. You know, he was saying, oh, Mama, River. I only lined up to what I saw. I came to a home. I only had a place. That was our bedroom. That was the only place I could call mine. The whole house was not mine. I entered into the kitchen and things were going on. Frying meat, cooking rice. And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I thought the kitchen is a woman's place. Now, who are all these people? I thought, you know, the pastor's wife has arrived. What's all this? But it took me time to understand that this was the journey, the best way, so that you don't have a heart attack. Just accept what the Lord has brought you into with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. We got into it. The long and short of everything, God spoke to me before I got married. He said, your home will be an example to the world. I didn't understand what he was saying. He said, your marriage will be an example to the world. I didn't understand the glimpse of what he was saying until I got married and I was in that home. And I began to meet different people with different characters. And some I'll wonder, is this person doing this thing purposely or... And I came to realize that some of them didn't just know it. They were just ignorant. Some came from homes, dysfunctional homes, some of them. And you were this mother figure who was meant to adjust and help and nurture like a mother will do these seeds that have been planted. It took years to understand how to, because at first I was fighting it. But after a while I gave in and said, okay, Lord, I am ready for the lecture. I sign in, this is my notebook and my pen. And we began. Well, long and short of everything, so many of them have, the house is like a camp and they've gone, some are married, some have children, 3 children now, but it was from my home they got married. It was a life of sacrifice. I realized that the journey was a life of sacrifice. The journey, yeah, you'll be uncomfortable sometimes. Sometimes it will look like you're a failure. And if you listen to what Satan is saying, you'll be defeated. But if you can hold on to what God is saying at that time, you will move. Praise God. And I thank God for the opportunity to brood over, you know, some of those seeds planted under in our home and all. Because God is using it, some of them so greatly now. And Philip is one of them. Yes, that's my son. That's my son. Hallelujah. I thank God for that opportunity. There's a great seed of destiny in that young man. And many of us who came here today, there are seeds of destiny planted inside of you. Just nurture it. Praise God. Some of us don't know that there's a great seed inside of us. And so I pray that as we go through you, you will come to the realization that there is a seed inside of you that must be nurtured to become a mighty tree. Hallelujah. How do you nurture this seed? I want to go through 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. First of all, you need to acknowledge your spiritual inadequacy. You don't know it all. You don't know all. You must know that. That's the first thing. It says, verse 5 says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. How I was being helped was because I got to realize I couldn't do this thing. No. You know, some people say, Mama, how are you able to? It's not me. It's not the me. It took the grace of God to be able to take your eyes off something sometimes. So many times, plates break. You just hear, bakra. Another time, you hear, bah. So the first time, I'm like, I hope it's not that my dish broke. I hope it's not that my cup. I hope it's... After I was, God released the grace. And then it came a point, something breaks, and I'm like, and they will come shaking, like, I broke this and I broke that. I'll just say, well, jokingly, when you get married, any gifts, and there's a cup in it you can bring. It came to a point when they get married. Actually, there was one of the ladies. She came with a whole carton of cups and she glass cups, and she says, "Mama, I know I have broken things. I just want to replace some. I can't replace all, but I just want to replace some so that others coming behind will find something to use." It got to that point. You must acknowledge your spiritual inadequacy, your insufficiency. You don't know it. Just go to the Holy Spirit. Like, "I don't know this thing. I wasn't born." Some people, actually, some men, like comparing their wives with me. I'm like, they don't understand. Would they have been able to withstand me when I was first plucked? Apostle did some work. He did some work, I must acknowledge. He will speak, he will bring scripture, he will bring this, he will bring washing me to make sure that he presents me without spots and wrinkles before our Lord. Yes. So men, you have work to do with your wives. You have work. You have the responsibility to wash by the word. Speak in love. Correct. And do what you need to do. So, and with prayers. Because Satan sometimes will stand in the way. There's sometimes the apostle tells me something and I'll be wondering in my heart, why? Why should I do this? In my mind, I'm like, it's bringing this spiritual thing again. I'm like, he has come again. Okay. And then you just do it. And I see the results. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acknowledge your spiritual inadequacies. And there are two lines to this. There's self-sufficiency and there's God-sufficiency. Yeah. It's until you migrate from self-sufficiency to know that your sufficiency is in that seed. Praise the Lord, the word. And if it doesn't come to you as a revelation, That is the way you are supposed to be operating. That's operating the God sufficiency. You will be operating from the resources of the flesh. Because we are flesh. Praise God. Right from time, it's when we have dealings with the Holy Spirit, when we give our lives to Christ and we allow Him to abide in us, then we'll begin to trust Him and rely on Him. Praise God. Then He'll begin to teach us and all those things. Praise God. So, until you come to that point where you know that, sometimes I acted in the flesh. Yes, I must say, sometimes I acted in the flesh. An apostle will come and say, "You're in the flesh, you're in the flesh, you're in the flesh." I'm like, "You've come with this flesh to me." But I will grumbly accept and go and work on it. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I don't accept. Sometimes I didn't used to accept and I'll still hold on to my ways. Praise God. But after a while, I will just see that it produces nothing. So just align. Praise God. So you must not operate from the resources of the flesh, because that's your own self-sufficient. That's the way you think is the best way. Something can look like the best way, but to God is not. Because the truth is, you don't even know how this thing will end. You can't see it. You can only see probably what you can see now or some future, but not even the end. But God sees the end from the beginning. So when is God's sufficiency, we know that He is able to carry us through even if we cannot see. Praise God. And we trust Him because He will take us to the end. Hallelujah. A seed becomes developed first when you depend on his resources, when you depend on God's resources, when you depend on him, when you depend on what he has brought forth to you. So in acknowledging your spiritual inadequacy, this is the first principle that you have to adopt in order for you to begin to use these resources, these spiritual resources we're talking about, deposited in you through Christ. Praise God. So that's the first one. The first one, as I said, is acknowledging your what? Spiritual inadequacies. And the second is to have a deep acknowledgement of the fact that if you are going to depend on the spiritual capital, you must accept the burden of the life of prayer. Some people don't like to hear prayer, because what? Prayer is work. Prayer is not of the flesh. Prayer is of the spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that gives you the ability, the sufficiency to be able to pray. So if you pray in your flesh, you're going to get tired. But when you are helped by the Holy Spirit, you're going to glide by the Spirit of God in prayer. To be able to use this spiritual capital, you must put on that burden of prayer. You must accept, like Apostle will say, you are sentenced to a life of prayer, because without it, there's no sufficiency. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So he knows the real problem. You might think your boss is the problem at work. You might think your boss is the problem. But the Holy Spirit knows the real problem. It might not even be your boss. It might be someone who is backbiting behind. And when you can't find the real problem, the problem persists. Continues to be there. So it is the Holy Spirit that helps our infirmities. It's the Holy Spirit that shows us what we should do, how we should pray about a certain matter. Yeah. So when you begin to pray, you are exercising your spirit. As a Christian, for all those who give their lives to Christ, as much as you can, join the 10-hour prayer. You might be wondering, I've now prayed 2 minutes. And you are saying, 10 hours. It's the Holy Spirit that gives the sufficiency. When we started Deborah Intercessory Prayers ministry, and God said, pray 7 hours. I'm like, ha. When we used to pray those long hours, the men were with us. So they have the power and they keep bulldozing everywhere. And we just give the soprano backing. And after a while, and I said, but now this Deborah intercessory, it's only women. How are we going to get by? And I was like, Holy Spirit, you know, it's not about us. I prayed, and that first day, I was surprised. And we started. People were even wondering how we're going to go through the 7 hour prayer. People who had never prayed 30 minutes before joined in. And we didn't know when it was 5 p.m. from 10, when it was 5 p.m. And then different prayer points started coming up at 5. And I was, I wanted to end it, but it couldn't end. It looked like it had a life of its own. And that is when the Spirit comes to help your infirmity. It takes you to another level. It gives you the wings to soar higher. sometimes we just have to end the prayer. We just have to end it. Or we just leave you. Okay, if you want to continue, continue. We have gone. Praise God. What makes prayers potent and heaven-bound is the Holy Ghost that is in your spirit. That's what makes your prayers heaven-bound. Because if it's about prayers, well, different religions pray. It's not just praying, but praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying with the help of the Holy Ghost. It makes your prayers what? Heaven-bound. It's not going to stop halfway, no. So that's the difference between your prayer and others. The Spirit of God is behind it, giving it heavenly validity. So when you exercise your spirit, you are actually committing God to this. You're calling Him into this whole exercise. When you exercise your spirit to commit God through prayer, God now He begins to supply what? That grace. Supply the grace. And that's what makes us not able to end the meeting, the prayer meeting, because He has supplied the grace. As you pray, He will supply the grace. Whatever it is He has told you to start, as you are praying about it, He will supply the grace for it. As you are praying about it, He will supply the capital spiritual resources for it. Hallelujah. And so in prayer, we need to look out for feedbacks. Praise the Lord. And there are four feedback lines here. So this number, we have the first one was what? Acknowledge your spiritual inadequacy. The second one was what? Good. And the third, feedback. I have good students. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So there are four feedback lines here. And the first feedback lines are instructions to be obeyed. When you begin to exercise yourself in prayer, when you begin to exercise your spirit in prayer, God responds. He responds to your prayer. And the response comes as feedbacks. Praise God. So the first one is instructions to be obeyed. When God spoke to me about Deborah Intercessory Ministry, it's a prayer network. And He said, I need you to begin to gather the women in secession and teach them how to pray. Why? Because He said there's a revival indeed coming, and the women are going to be in the forefront in intercession. Why? Don't be in a hurry. The work, there's work, and that work is the work of intercession in the forefront in intercession. That was what happened to Deborah. It was, because if you hear at the end what she was saying, say the wind, the sea, they all walked. Praise the Lord. She was able to use them all to do this battle. It was in the place of prayer. It's powerful. It's potent. The womb of a woman, as I said earlier in our first meeting for the women, the womb of a woman is a gateway from eternity to time. She births destinies from to time. Anna's womb was one like that. We're talking about Samuel. Her womb was like, nothing was going to come. I believe God was preserving her womb for such a time as when there will be no prophet. And probably they needed a womb that had been fallow for a period of years for that seed to come forth. There are things that have been written in the spirit. If you don't know, you don't know. And you will walk like someone who is blind. You will walk like someone who is regretting many things because you don't understand what God is doing. There are some women here who, some are sent into some marriages and they wonder, what kind of husband is this? At the end of the day, look at this. They don't know that there's a mantle, probably, that was to move from probably the grandfather to the son, who is probably your husband now, and who is misbehaving, and there's a firstborn son who you have given birth to, and that you are in that home to collect that mantle, to move it to that son. And while you are staying in that place is to wait in prayer to make sure that that mantle is moved to the next generation. Yes, the man might not love you anymore. He might not even want to see your face, but you are staying there because of that mantle. It must be moved. And you are that gateway. You might not know that you are in a marriage because of the revival. It might not even be sweet. Maybe it might be. Praise the Lord. But you need to know what the Holy Spirit is doing, what God is doing in this present time. You need to know. Don't just say, oh God, why me? Why me? Go to the place of prayer. Lord, there must be something I need to understand so that I can align myself to what you are doing. So that if it is to stay here, I stay here. Like Esther will say, if I perish, I perish. Hallelujah. There are some other people, there are some other women who are moved into a particular family, are married into a particular family because you are the intercessor of that family. You are married into a family. Probably nobody likes you in that family because there's something in that foundation that is fighting you. But you are there to cut off, to uproot, to pull down something. I have a school. I blessed you with a school. So your school is the hostel. I said, oh, because I was like, I don't have, what money do I have to start getting accommodation, getting this? And I said, no, start with the little I have given you. That's not a hostel. I said, oh Lord, okay. And then we started. The first day I was shocked because I didn't really prepare for the number, because I never believed women will come in that number for a 3 days drive fast. They're not going to eat food for the whole 3 days. I saw women were burdened. And God had already been working on them. And so when it was time, they showed up. I even saw men coming to drop their wives. I say, what? Men even believe in this vision? Hey, God, you need to show up here. And God did a mighty work. He started a mighty work, in fact. And I thank God for obeying the instruction, because through it other women have also arisen in the place of prayer. From there others have gotten their ministries, their callings. So if you don't rise up, if you don't nurture that seed to become that tree that others can find their own calling in, then you see the potential, everything just dies. So it can die. The seed can die. The seed can die. When you don't obey the instructions of the Lord, it can lead to the death of a seed. To just die. And obedience is actually an act of worship to God. And it also, you know, proves to our God that we love Him. And that's why we obey His instructions. And we obey instructions because we trust Him. Lord, you have said this, then I do it. Praise God. The second feedback lines is education. While you pray and you're prosecuting prayers, you are praying, exercising your spirit. Yes, you begin to receive instructions from God. You write it down. Don't only write. Don't let your diaries be filled with writings without doings. Yes, because it's not about the writing the instructions, but doing the instructions. Praise God. So the second is education. You may, because you actually might be ignorant of a principle or the principles that you need to apply in certain situations. That's why those things persist and you are not seeing result. You might be ignorant about it. So you need that education. You need to be learned. It's the Holy Spirit that will begin to educate you on a matter. As you pray, He will educate you. So there's something called spiritual education. Spiritual knowledge, spiritual revelation is from the Lord. The Holy Spirit will highlight some things that probably is wrong in your life. That's why some things are going on. Probably this man has come, he left. You were supposed to get married, something happened, he left. Another one came, you did something, he left. You begin to pray, Lord, why is this happening to me? Lord, show me what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. Oh, Father, oh, Father. And you're praying. And then He tells you, say, that character, that thing, you need to let it go. He said, this is the reason why. So He will educate you on what to do so that you can receive, you can bring forth that seed. When you have received a spiritual education, true spiritual knowledge, then you begin to operate that way in every other area of your life, your financial, your marital, and all that. It will be easier for you. Praise the Lord. There was a time when we were in a relationship, and I was to bring it to the knowledge of my parents. I knew that it was going to be a little tough one, because he wasn't my tribe, one. Two, my parents didn't really know him, didn't really know his family. You know, I come from Yoruba tribe, so they want to know the father, the uncle, the village, the this, and there was no way. So I don't know, but my mom didn't want it at that particular time, and I believe it was she didn't have understanding then, because my parents loved me too much to a fault. And so they're just so careful about anything that has to do with me. Dina, I don't want her to enter into a wrong marriage. I don't want to do this. I don't want this. I don't want that. And I don't want. I was going to miss my seed. That seed. Why? This young man that I had met didn't look like anything today. So it's not like I'll say, oh, I projected into the spirit and I knew. This is how Apostle Armel Sai is going to be. So I'm going to stand. No, I knew nothing. He was I won't say ordinary, because we have teaching is a great job. He was a teacher in a secondary school when I met him. He was serving in the NYC. Some of us know what that is in Nigeria. He was serving at the time in Kano, in the northern. Not in the west, in the northern part. So you can imagine how he lived. He was a rugged, a very, no. I did not try. He was a very, very rugged man to the core. In one of my dreams, when God was speaking to me about him tomorrow, in that dream I went to his house, and I said, okay, I needed to take my bath. Please, where is the bathroom? And this man showed me a river. I say, see that river over there? See that river over there? You can take your bath there. I said, how? How can I bath in a river? And I said, okay, you have soap, please? And he gave me, I don't know how to describe it, duck soap. For some of us, that washing bar, that, I don't know what we call it, bar soap for washing clothes, that was what he gave to me. And when he gave me that soap, I said, no, I cannot take bar soap, I can't take washing soap. I need Lux.
I remember. I said, I need Lock soap. And he said, I don't have Lock soap. What I have is this bar soap. So I just had to sadly collect the bar soap and go to the river to bath. So I was like, wait, oh. God, are you trying to say this is the kind of man I'm going to marry? Because that locks later, and I was like, luxury. I was looking for locks. So I said, I didn't have locks for you. I have washing soap. So I collected it and went to bath. So I knew this man was very rugged. When I mean rugged, oh, he didn't used to smile. I don't know how I married him. He didn't used to smile. At a point, I thought he was a spirit. Because I said, don't you have emotions? So everything is in the spirit. Yeah, he's indeed a missionary. And I became one too. Hallelujah. So that was it. My mom was so after a while, it looked as if this thing won't happen. This marriage will not happen. Because there was so much resistance. And I went back to God. I said, but God, it took you time to tell me that this was my husband. You showed me everything. Now, when I finally agreed, it's so hard to go ahead. Why? Are you not in it? But you told me you are in it. He said, he's in it. He kept quiet. I said, God just wants me to continue praying. So I was just praying. So it came to a point in time that I was beginning to have bitterness because of what my parents were saying at the time. I was like, can't they see this? Can't they see that? It was only me probably who was seeing. So I like, the Holy Spirit came and said, Dina, this bitterness in your heart is going to make this battle more difficult. Then he said one thing that opened my eyes. He said, can't you see the manipulating spirit behind? He said, deal with that, not with the people. And that was how I repented of every bitterness and I started dealing with the manipulating spirit standing behind to resist me. And as I prayed, it didn't take me time. One day my mom just woke up and said, Dina, in fact, if you want to marry today, you can marry. In fact, you can this. I'm like, what did she see? I was shocked that. So a lot of situations we go through, we're actually fighting the wrong thing. Yes, we're fighting the wrong thing. Ask the Lord to show you what's manipulating those things. Because it's the spirit that controls. So you need to deal with the spirit behind it. And the whole world will come crashing down. It happened to me. And that was how I got married. I knew that this marriage was of God. Why is Satan standing against it? But as I prayed, it gave way. Not because I was praying, oh, this person. At first I was praying. I'm like, you talk to her, Lord. You show her this. But he said, no. Deal with this. And many of us, our lives are the way they are because we cannot see the manipulating spirit behind. It's time to deal with that manipulating spirit. And every other thing we give way in Jesus' name. So that was an education that the Holy Spirit, he was teaching me how to deal with matters. It was an education when I was in the turbulence. And I was like, God, you had to bring me all the way 3,000, what do they call it? 30,000 what of above sea level to teach me warfare. And he will show me, say, open the map, do like this. So that's education. It's a form of feedback. As you pray, praise the Lord. Am I making prayer more interesting? Oh, yes. That's what we need. So that is it. It begins
Then the next begins to highlight areas that you are totally ignorant about. And he begins to correct you on some things that you have been doing wrongly. There was a time my husband was correcting me on a particular thing. And I was like, but the thing looked so irrelevant. And he kept saying it. And I will argue and say, no, but this thing doesn't look. Until one day he said, okay, do it the way you want. Then one day he said, you've been doing this thing for 6 years. I said, what? I said, we are counting the years. He said, yes, you've been doing the same things for 6 years. So it brought my attention. And then I went to pray about it. And the Holy Spirit said, yes, you need to respond. You need to look inward. You need to deal with this thing. Probably that is what is hindering, you know, your progress in some areas of your life. And then when I accepted it, and I now said, okay, in fact, this thing, never. And then some of these things, the Holy Spirit, you need to be conscious. I was still doing those things because I wasn't conscious of it. So it now came to my attention that you need to be conscious to stop. If your husband has told you these things, stop. Don't let it come to a point when he's okay, do as you please. Oh, then you are going off. Because it's like saying, whatever you see, take it. When somebody tells you that, just withdraw. And I learned that lesson, and I saw that it applies to every other area of my life. When the change happened, I started seeing results. Praise the Lord. And so the third feedback is spiritual empowerment. Spiritual empowerment, the third feedback line. So he begins to empower you to fulfill your purpose as you pray. You have heard his instructions, right? He has educated you. Then he begins to empower you because of that seed planted inside of you. You need empowerment to break forth that seed. You need empowerment. My husband will tell you, go to a meeting. Say, don't go empty. Don't go and speak English from beginning to the end. There must be, hallelujah. And so I remember the first meeting I went. I said, God, you need to help me. You need to help me. Because as I was leaving home, my husband had told me, Dina, don't come back without results. I was under pressure. I said, Holy Ghost, I need to find you wherever you are in this meeting. Comfort wherever you are. I had prayed. I didn't see a sign. I didn't see a vision. I didn't see anything. I said, God, am I going to go back and tell him there was nothing? And so, the first night I came up, I opened my Bible and I began to. I had barely said two lines. Then there was this protocol who was standing by my side. I wasn't so comfortable because, you know, we didn't have people standing beside. So he was just standing there. And I just said, I was praying. I can't remember what I said. And this guy just fell like a log. Boof. I was like almost distracted in my mind. People were already, I raised the prayer point. In my mind, I was like, I hope this guy is okay. I hope nothing happened to him. Because he didn't move and he just fell in at his front. Boof, like that. I said, God, I hope this guy is not dead or what happened to this guy? Well, I was praying. Possibly, Lord, help. Then two people came and dragged him to the back. That guy did not recover until after the meeting. I didn't understand what happened. And then great things also happened in that meeting, the spirit of prayer and everything. And when I finished the meeting, God told me, God said that was my power. I said, oh, really? So when I went back home,
My husband, as you said, was their power. I said, Jesus. I said, Jesus did it. Hallelujah. You know, he said, no, the kingdom of God is not in words. It's in power. Yes. It's authority. Hallelujah. But I thank God because God has given every one of us here his power. It is open to everyone who bears his name. He said, it's you who will do it. It's not him that will come and... No, he has given you the power and the authority right here. Check out that Satan. Check out that demon from your home. Check him out. Don't let him stay. Check him out. Check him out. Check him out. He has stayed too long. Too long. Too long in your ancestral line. Oh, you want to continue with me too? It's time to get out. Oh, yes. It is time. I see he's even sacking, he's sacking some demons that have withstood people. Withstood people. I'm seeing him sacking them. He's sacking them. He's uprooting them. He said, no more, not in your own time. No more. It stops here. It stops here. There's a line that has been drawn. Katepos kapata. Oh, yes. There's a line that has been drawn. Spiritual empowerment. He said he's ready to empower his people. Once they can obey him, hear him, listen to his instructions, his commands, his commandments, then it proves that you really do love him. You know, you're ready to let go. I was ready to let go. There was a young man I was going out with somewhere 2000, and I was thinking, oh, this is the guy I'm going to get married to and everything. We had been on that relationship for like almost close to 5 years. So I was thinking it was the guy I was going to marry. But that was not God's plan for me. I had already, you know, like, okay, this man, my parents even knew him somehow. My mom knew him. And she liked him. Oh, he was my tribe. So everything flowed. There was no problem. Until the day I saw my roommate run into the room crying and sobbing. I was like, what is the problem? She said, she was shaking. She said, I heard the voice of God. I said, you heard the voice of God? Where? Iboni, where? Which side? I want to hear that voice. There has been a hunger. There has been an emptiness. There's something lacking. And it's the voice of God. Where did you find that voice? When she told me this was where she went, I said, I need to go there. She said, oh, but they are not meeting till next week. I said, God, I will wait. And that day I went and my life changed from that time till now. When I got hold of the voice of God, it's the best thing that can ever happen to a man. That you know his voice. Yes, that he can speak. Say, my sheep, they hear my voice. And they follow. Ah, ka-ba-ba-ba-ba. That day was the best day of my life. Then I was also trained. I could hear his voice. I knew his voice. It was that voice that took me from where I was, even into marriage, even to bearing children, even into ministry. He showed me the way. That voice led me. It led me to where I am today. He's a good shepherd. And I know anyone who is ready to hear that voice, he is going to lead you. He will lead you to that point of your destiny. He will break it open. He will show you what to do, where to go, where not to go. People, friends to meet, friends not to meet, friends to break up with. All kinds of things just to align you to his path, to his will, and to his way. Praise God. Empowerment. A feedback of empowerment is a spiritual capital. To prosecute destiny, to prosecute the seed that has been planted inside of you. There is also a representative of feedback, D, the fourth one. And at this point, he wants what? He wants you to represent him
Praise the Lord. And this representation is holy. W-H-O-L-Y. He wants you to represent him wholly in every area of your life. He will make you an ambassador to your marketplace, an ambassador to your to your school, an ambassador of his kingdom to your workplace, an ambassador of his kingdom to wherever. Where he feels, even where he feels they resist the gospel, he still send you there. Praise the Lord. And for you to be his representative, oh, it's character based. Because for you to represent him, you must have his character. And that's what a lot of Christians are dabbling with, that are struggling with that character. Character, good character, the character of the Lord is very important. It's him, as he's teaching you, he will tell you, see, this is your character, has issues. You have issues. You have issues. You're too proud. He will tell you, you're too proud. He will tell you, you talk too much. Just keep quiet. There were times when my husband would say something and I want to respond. He'll say, keep quiet. Now hold myself. Some other time I say, no. I have to talk this talk. I have to. If I don't talk it, if I don't say it, how will you understand what I'm saying? You just say nothing. Now just say nothing. He'll start saying something. So I'm like, oh, you can't hear what he's saying now. Should I not explain myself to keep quiet? And I'll keep quiet. The days that I don't keep quiet, oh my God. I will put myself in a kind of trouble I don't even understand how it even got there. Yes, because I will say things I'm not supposed to say. And then the other person will not understand it because God is not there. He told you to keep quiet because you didn't see Satan standing by to change what you are saying, to change the understanding that what you said that person didn't hear is what Satan told the person. So he's telling you, keep quiet. Even some people thought, God will tell me, keep quiet. When I'm insisting that I need to make them to understand, then if I say, then Satan turns it around. You're like, ah, but this was not what I said. It will even be hard for you to draw yourself out of the problem. So God knows. See, keep quiet. You talk too much. You tell that envy in your heart, that bitterness, work on it. That anger, hey, because anger has a way of destroying the seed of God inside of you. You will use your own very hand to destroy what you have received. Satan is very good at it. Like, share your prayer and look for a way to come in. There's an appetite. This appetite of sleep. That's what I'm going to use. You say, wake up and pray. It's a problem. 5 minutes you've started. Kaba baba. E kaba. E. Mm. Six a.m. Ring your alarm clock. Like, jabababa. 6 o'clock. You need to go and change. You need to bath. You need to go to work. And it happens over and over again. Do this. Stop this. Stop sleeping. Stop eating too much. He often tell you, say 6 o'clock, end your eating. He has the right to give you that instruction for a reason. Sometimes he wants you to be light because he has seen that your ancestors fell because of food. Hey, yes. Your ancestors fell because of food. So, your own, stop your eating from six. You won't know what you are fighting until God opens your eyes. And then you just say, it's because of a morsel of bread. The whole thing was lost. Someone in the Bible, it happened to him. A muscle. Small. Praise God. How are you representing him wherever you are? It's your character that speaks to unbelievers. If you don't have a good character, they will put it to your face that you say you are serving God. But see your character. Lack integrity. You see the way you talk. You insult people. You don't give a damn about anything. You have to give a damn. Because you are representing a kingdom. for him to make you that ambassador to represent him anywhere, you need to deal with character. You need to deal, allow him to take you through the process. Sometimes he will take you through that process just to keep your mouth shut. Sometimes he will give you battles upon battles. You won't even have the mouth to even insult anybody again, because you have used it to battle in the spirit, tire. The next time something comes along, you can't talk. And then they'll be wondering, even Satan comes like, you that, you will do. And sometimes Satan is just looking for one word from your mouth, just one word, so he uses it against you. Character. You can lose out on your destiny because you have wrong character. Because you refuse instructions. You refuse to learn his educations. The instructions, the education is given, you refuse to learn it. Some he has shown you in dreams, you refuse to follow. He has answered you many times, you still say, no, it's my way. He has shown you, this is the man, you say, no, it's not like me that time. I say, no, it's not. This one is not God. This one is not God. This one is my mind. But other things I'll say is God. When it came to marriage, I say, this one is my mind now. It's my mind. My mind, keep quiet. But not knowing that I was trying to shut down what God was bringing. I think I should be rounding up. Wow, time is gone. If you're praying consistently, there's going to be feedback. You need to know there's going to be feedback. You know, you can't pray. Join someone who can pray. Have a prayer partner. Join meetings of prayer. Gradually, you will be imparted with the spirit of prayer. A time will come when you don't need the group to be able to press. The body will just come and you see yourself praying. Hallelujah. Dealing with the precious seed. How precious do you hold a seed inside of you? How precious is it to you? How much do you value it? If you value it, it will determine the kind of friends you have. If you value the seed inside of you, it will determine the kind of friends you have. It will determine where you go. It will determine what you do. It will determine so much. Praise the Lord. And so the Lord is calling us to that place to nurture the seed that is being planted inside of us. How many of us are ready to nurture that seed? How many of us are ready that seed will break out, will become a big mighty tree that will give shade, that will give housing, give so much? Hallelujah. Can we rise up in prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Can we just pray? See, I don't want to live in the past. No, I don't want to live in past glory. Some of us are living in past glory. I used to do this in 1947. I healed the sick in 1950. No, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? We need to find what's the present revelation of God right now. Where is he? What is he doing? And you pray, Lord, help me. Help me. I want to live in your present reality. I want to live in your present reality. I don't want to live in the past. I don't want to live on past glory, things that I have done. No. I want your present reality. Oh yes, because God is ever progressive. I like you. Pray. Shataka baba. Take me into your present reality. Can you pray that prayer? Lord, take me into your present reality. Take me into your present reality. Jeko baba sikapan teke peto rakapate soto. Take me. Take me, Lord. Jate prokopa palatande kebele doshiatata.
take me into your present reality, for you are a progressive God. I know. Kapule tomba baba. I want to find you, what you are doing, where you are right now. I want to be in synchrony with your spirit. The Lord is in the business of taking territories. The Lord is in the business of establishing his kingdom. And the Holy Ghost wants to take us there. Oh Jesus. I don't want to live in process forever. There's a period of process. I want to yield to you. I want to yield to you. Holy Spirit, help me yield to what you are doing. Help me yield to what your spirit is emphasizing. Help me yield to your will. So many people have the problem of yielding to the Holy Ghost. I tell you, the faster you yield to the Holy Ghost, the shorter your wilderness journey. Some of us are still in the wilderness because we refuse to yield to the Holy Ghost. Oh yes, kabranda, ala kabababa. Oh yes, kabrinde zetotaya. It's a time of surrender. Ale kosata baba. Have you been obeying his instructions? Have you been obeying his instructions? Ade zotani menosata. The last time he spoke to you, that's where he will start off from you. Even if it's after 10 years, that last place, that's where he's gonna pick you from. You want to pray, Lord, I want to finish strong. Oh yes, I know. It's not just about starting. It's not just about the process, but it's about finishing strong. Linde Zota, Lord said he's with us throughout the whole journey. The whole journey. Mande Zuse Kuliande Satania da Sakaba Babata. Ayeko Sadaba Baba. Arakaba Baba. Oh yes, Kabrinde Zetoshila Branda Sakaba Babarada. Jacoba. Oh yes, show us the ancient parts and lead us along eternal highways.
We want to footsteps of Jesus. We want to enter the end.
Yes, there's a pathway. He has already created that pathway.
Lead us along the eternal highway.
You need to surrender to that highway. Then he will begin to deposit his spiritual capital in your life.
Lead us along
efficiency. The road is so narrow. The road looks rough. But I know that once you stand with me, I can go through this pathway and come out on the other side of victor. There's someone saying, this marriage is too hard for me.
We want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus.
Hold on to me.
We want to enter the way.
until my purpose is fulfilled.
Show us the ancient
show us the shepherd. I will run to the finish line. The seed of destiny planted in me. The seed of destiny planted in you. I will not show it. Show us the shepherd. That seed will not die.
Show us the shepherd.
addictions breaking. I see addictions breaking, breaking in the spirit. I see it give way. Some of those addictions, they are empowered. They are powered by some strange spirits. Kabus kepelita. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. Baka taka. Rakabande seketekedia. Rekebedos kapalata. Yes. Addictions of fornication, addictions of masturbation, addictions of pornography, addictions, drug addictions, kapila tanda, bakaline seketeya. Yes, 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 yes. Those are things that can kill a seed. Mande setoya, but I see it breaking. I see it breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. I call it. I come break it. Holy Ghost.
We wanna walk
move
in
your
congregations. We wanna walk in your ways.
Zika bakatia satata. Rakabinde sotia. Shakabrindo sototo. Shakabrindo skapapalete. Yes. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking.
We wanna walk in
it's
your
breaking.
Way.
Some of them did not begin with you.
We
some of them it began with your grandfather. Akendo Sata. But I see those addictions break in the name of Jesus. Addiction of drunkenness, addiction of pornography, addiction of masturbation, addiction of fornication. I see it break in the name of Jesus. Break.
We wanna walk in your ways. We wanna walk in your ways. We wanna walk in your ways.
I also see this addiction. I see there are some people. It was like 1,000 needles were shot at you.
and some kind of sicknesses, cyclical sicknesses began in your life. The Lord is taking those pins. They were like pins that were sharp. I see those pins falling off. And those sicknesses and diseases disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. The Lord is bringing deliverance right now. He's bringing deliverance. There's some sicknesses and diseases, not just about healing, but deliverance. There's a spirit attached to it. Kappa, I cut you off in the name of Jesus. Body kendo, sika baba. Jeketembro, saka baba liata. Rika pos kapilende. Jakaba. Shakabanda. Rakabande sekete. Some sicknesses and diseases like cancer. From one generation to another, I present the blood of Jesus. I say cancer, die in the name of Jesus. You have no place in this body. You have no place in this body. Be uprooted. Manasaka. Blood diseases, sicknesses.
Show us the way.
I see a demon blocking the airways of an individual. I don't know if it's asthma or something. But I say, be gone.
Lead us along the way.
Asthma.
Lead
asthma.
Us along the way.
Asthma. I speak to you. Asthma.
Lead us hear along the way.
Of the Lord.
Lead asthma. Us along the way.
Asthma. Asthma.
Lead
in the name of Jesus.
Lead us, Jesus. Lead us, Jesus.
Jatatata. Jakatata.
Yes.
I see a river of healing is flowing here tonight.
Oh,
it's flowing.
Glory
flowing.
Glory flow.
Glory
flow.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Fibroid, melt.
Glory.
Disappear in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Show us the
answer.
River flow, river flow, river flow.
I see someone here in your family. It's like you're into ministry. A number of you in your family are into ministry. Even your father was into ministry. But somehow I see like the devil hijacked that calling. He really destroyed a lot of things. Because I saw something like a plane, and you and some members of your family were inside that plane, and that plane crashed. It was like that ministry crashed. But I also saw that God brought deliverance. And I saw him resurrecting that call. I don't know if you're here and your spirit resonates with what I'm saying. I'd like you to come out.
Lead us along the way, Jesus.
Ministry.
Lead us in the way. Lead us in the way.
He wants to renew. He wants to renew it.
Show us the ancient past, Jesus.
Yes. Life is coming.
Lead us along the way.
Oh, yes.
Lead us along the way.
The world must see this seed become a tree. Lika, sika, no shatai. Akelia tomba taya. Laka paskate likandos kabridada. I speak life.
Amen.
Kale seto nina bashata. I speak life.
Amen.
I speak life. A seed that resurrects, that resurrected spirit is coming, it's coming. I get all, I shut up. Bring forth life.
Let the seed awake again. Let the light come upon you. Let the
Receive life. Satan cannot stop you.
He cannot stop you.
Receive
life. Let every other thing give way. Let every other thing give way. Receive life.
Show us the ancient
receive life. Yes, Lord. That attack on the family is destroyed right now. Receive life. In the name of Jesus. Receive life. Receive the fire of God.
Show us the ancient path.
Yes. I see a coven trying to stop you. I can't break their post, Capilata.
Show us the ancient path, Jesus.
Let your fire consume everything fighting this seed. In the name of Jesus.
Lead us, Jesus. Lead us, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, your fire.
Lead us, Jesus.
Life.
Lead us, Jesus.
I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Everything, give way, give way, give way, give
show
way, give
us
way,
the give ancient power.
In the name of Jesus, fire, kata, rakatata, rakabadea, sata,
show us the ancient
power. I speak life, Ayetoshina, the help of God has come, the help of God has come. He is your sufficiency. Do not think, how do I go about this? Call upon the name of the Lord, and He will show unto you that pathway. Kale, Kasundi akaba baba. Yes, that seed. I speak life in the name of Jesus. I speak life in the name of Jesus. I speak life in the name of Jesus. I speak life. I let go, Siate. I speak life in the name of Jesus. I speak life. I speak life from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. The fire of the Holy Ghost. I let go, Siate. You will even ask, how can these things be? I let Sota. He said to tell you, I am the God. I am the God. I am the God of life. And I will heal through You cannot continue. It's a wild fire.
Ebenezer.
That fire is coming upon you. Lord, what you've done for me in the place of intercession, let us now bring this. It blossoms. Come, praise the baby. Yes,
my help has come.
I speak life to that seed. It awakens. the place of prayer. This utterance will kick out devils. It will kick out demons. It will shake your people. It will break family forces. In the name of Jesus.
My help,
life, my help, Jesus, life, in the name of Jesus. To do great and mighty works, nothing
he
shall resist you.
He has broken the chains of
fire upon your hands,
and
in the name
the bars
of Jesus.
Of Iona's hand. He has broken the chains of wrath, and from the bars of Iona, he has broken.
I speak life. I speak life. Life to that seed.
He has broken.
In the name of Jesus, life to that seed.
He has broken, he has broken. He has broken. He has broken. He has broken. He has broken.
Fire in the name of Jesus. Life, I speak to that seed. Life and resurrection. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. To every dead seed, I speak life. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. In the name of Jesus,
I speak life. He has broken
and fire.
It is broken.
Oh yes.
He has broken. He has broken. He has broken. He has broken.
To that seed.
He has broken. He has broken.
I speak life. There's a resurrection going on.
He will use you to sow seeds in his garden.
All that man,
and he gives you all
the
things to be
for empowered. His goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. To the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. To the children of men.
He will begin to be afraid of you.
And from the path of Iona asunder. He has broken, he has
witches
broken.
Witches cannot stop your manifestation.
He has broken,
witches
he has broken.
Witches cannot stop your manifestation.
He has broken,
for your seed. In the name of Jesus.
He has broken, broken.
Receive life.
Jesus broke it, he has broken.
Receive life. Receive life.
The path of your
name of Jesus.
He has broken, broken.
Receive the fire of God.
Shalala.
Every hindrance is removed.
He has broken, he has broken. 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 Hallelujah.
Fire. Fire.
He has broken. He has broken.
Life to your seed. Life to that seed. Life to that seed. Life to that seed. If I touch you, you can go. Life to that seed. Life to that seed. Life.
He has broken. He has broken. Broken the
chains. Life to that seed.
Get up, pray.
Life to that seed.
Get up,
pray. In the name of Jesus.
It is broken.
In the name of Jesus.
It is broken.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Life to that seed.
He has broken. Broken. Broken.
Fire in the name of Jesus.
Set free.
Fire in your bosom.
Deliver.
Fire. Fire.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, y
to that seed in the name of Jesus. Life to that seed in the name of Jesus. Life to that seed. Life to that seed in the name of Jesus. Life to that seed. No witch can stand you. No hindrance will stand in your way. Every hindrance is destroyed. Life to that seed. Life to that seed in the name of Jesus. Fire to prosecute destiny. Fire to prosecute destiny. To stand until you see the finish line. Life to that seed. Life to that seed. Life to that seed. Yes.
He has broken. He has broken. Broken the gates of
fire.
And come to pass.
Give way.
He has broken. He has broken. He has broken. He has broken. He has broken.
Overwhelm.
He has broken.
With your fire.
He has broken. He has broken. He has broken.
For burning, burnings of his glory. That seed receive life right now in the name of Jesus. A blazing fire, a blazing fire, a blazing fire.
He has broken, he
yes,
has broken.
That will destroy demons and principalities and powers.
He broke, he broke, he broke.
Light to that seed in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, light to that seed in the name of Jesus. Light, yes, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Give way in the name of Jesus. Give way in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance to your destiny is removed. Yes, life to that seed in the name of Jesus. Life to that seed. Yes, Lord. Life to that seed in the name of Jesus. Life in the name of Jesus. Yes. It's welding up inside of you. There's fire. Yes, give way. Give way.
He has broken. He has broken.
Give way. Give way. Let the seed of God grow. Let it blossom.
He has broken.
Your fire.
He has broken.
Your fire comes. Fire of God comes upon you right now. Yes. Yes. Yes.
He has broken. He has broken. He has broken. He has broken.
Light.
He has broken.
Light to that seed in the name of Jesus. Light.
All that men will praise the Lord.
Fire. Fire.
All that men
will
praise the Lord.
The crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Let the fire
is wonderful.
Fire to the children. Yes, 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 yes,
You are Yahweh.
To bring the best. Destiny.
You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are. You are Yahweh.
Alpha and Omega.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
Alpha and Omega.
Life and Omega.
Life Lord.
You are Yahweh.
Every obstacle is removed. Every hindrance.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh.
You are
prophecy moving in the congregation right now. Yeah, it's moving right now. You are Yahweh.
Oh, Yahweh.
Yes, the spirit of prophecy. Yes, yes, yes. It's more than one person.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Yes. We need more true, genuine prophets.
Jesus.
In Europe, in UK,
Jesus.
In London. Yakos, Cambridge. Yes, the spirit of prophecy is moving. Yeah. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Up on the gallery, receive it in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Libra desote. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hey.
I see the stirring of the spirit. Ministries are opening. Ministries are opening. Callings are coming alive. Akos Kembiata.
Glory,
evangelist
glory.
Rising with boldness. I see it going forth.
Hallelujah.
I see it going forth. It's resting on the people of God. It's resting on the people of God. Rekebebe. Homes that are plagued with witchcraft. Witchcraft is giving way.
Hey!
It's giving way. Yes. Something has broken in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory.
Nothing can stand the hand of God. No witch, no wizard can stand the power of God. For the power of God is the greatest power. It's the greatest power. It comes with life. Aketos kebinataka. Yes. The power of addiction is broken. Yes. Oh, yes. I see people rising. Oh, my God. I see promotions. Promotions in the realm of the
Hallelujah.
Spirit. Those things that stopped you, those things that closed the door, is open in the name of Jesus. I declare it's open. The door of marriage is open in the name of Jesus. Lekos kababaya. Our churches will no longer be plagued with matured single ladies in the name of Jesus. For something is broken. The door is open.
Yeah.
The door of the manifestation of the Spirit of God
yeah.
is open. It's open. It's open.
Yeah.
It's open. And nothing can stop it.
Yeah.
Nothing can stop it. Nothing. I see the rise of a set of women. A rise of a set of women that are fiery. That are fiery. That are fiery. Aye, kumri akabara do ataka. There's fire everywhere. There's fire. I see the fire of God. Right at the back. Right at the back. I see that fire is moving. It's moving at the back. It's moving at the back. Yes. 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 Oh, Jesus. Ay-ya-ya-ya. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who can deny you are crowned? You are the Lord of Lords. I say, who can deny you are crowned? Jesus, you are
Lord.
I say,
who can deny?
Oh, yes.
You are crowned. You are crowned. Let's echo it. Who can deny? Who can deny you are crowned? Who can deny? Who can deny? Who can deny? Who can deny your crown? Who can deny? Who can deny your crown, Lord? Your crown, Lord. Your crown, Lord. Your crown, Lord.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon.
Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.